Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Here's what's trending.
Researchers believe that they found that there are sleep styles or like sleep categories, just like there would be, you know, for like personalities or love language, you know, whether an introvert or extrovert or one of those kind of things.
So you think that that could affect compatibility in a mate?
It could.
One day you'd want to know what's your sleep style.
Right.
So what styles are there?
So they broke it down into four categories, four sleep types. Good sleepers, they have like the ideal sleep habits, right? Like they go to bed, get a good night's sleep, wake up the next day, ready to meet the world. Then there's the weekend catch-up sleepers. Don't have a whole lot of regular sleep during the weekdays and then catch up on the weekends.
I think I'm a catch-up guy right now.
Then there are insomnia sleepers. Don't sleep for very long, a lot of daytime sleepiness. And then the final category is nappers, individuals who had good sleep but took frequent naps during the day. And they think the four categories explain, like, they're talking about, like, you know, sleep doctors. And they're like, well, obviously we don't get to see good sleepers. But they did this study over, like, 10 years. And what they were breaking down was that insomnia sleepers and the nappers were more likely to have chronic conditions like diabetes, cardiovascular disease, even depression.
I guess they're I don't understand. Like, if you got good night's sleep and then you still have to nap during the day, that I'm opposite of that. I don't sleep good at night, so that's why I nap.
Yes.
But
I'm a wolf.
A wolf?
I think you're a weekend catch-up sleeper.
Trouble waking in the morning, only gets going at night.
Okay. You are a wolf.
Ow! Yeah, you're definitely nocturnal. And it's so interesting, this job that we do, and we've done it for so long, people just naturally assume that we're all morning people. You know, like, they're just like, oh, well, you must be a morning person. Like, you do a morning show. And it's like, that is, it's my love and my passion, but it's not, I'm not normally a
morning
person.
You're not a morning person.
See, maybe you could break it down into these four animal styles.
What?
Bear, lion, wolf, and dolphin.
Okay, so what are those?
The bear gets up and goes to bed when the sun rises and sets.
Okay.
That's the bear.
Okay.
The lion loves an early start and an early night.
Okay.
So mornings, they're definitely a morning person is the lion. The wolf's the night person. A dolphin struggles to fall asleep and stay asleep. Often feels tired. Dolphins, they say, are wired and tired because they're always awake or half asleep.
Okay.
I'm a dolphin.
They can half sleep while they're awake. Half of their brain is sleeping.
Oh, wow.
While they're swimming.
That's pretty, holy.
And then when they got to be awake, they completely wake up and do their thing. Otherwise, mm-hmm. they're like, go to sleep.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I'm a dolphin. Fully.
Oh, I know I'm a dolphin. I mean, I have the worst.
What does a dolphin say, Molly?
Do it. That's
do
a pretty
it.
Weak
Come
dolphin.
On, you know, weak exactly. ass dolphin over there. Do it again.
No. A dolphin.
Hers sounds way more authentic, though.
Yeah, because she doesn't know how to be a dolphin.
I think it sounds real.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's really a dolphin.
I think I'm really a dolphin. I'm a dolphin who talks.
I think you're a wolf in dolphin clothing.
I don't sleep well during the week. I nap every day when I get home. And then I go to sleep at, I don't know, at 9:30, 10 o'clock, something like that. So I don't know what that is. More so someone who drinks too much.
Yeah, I can get that. The alcohol is the thing that really can throw you off.
Yeah, it does. It can.
Because it also disrupts your sleep cycle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one of the things that they'll tell you. They're like, it doesn't matter like if you're getting a good night's sleep or not. If you have too many adult beverages
yeah,
in you,
it messes
it's
going to
screw
you,
up your whole
You bet
sleep.
It does. So what is a bear again, Jeff? The bear sleeps at
sunrise.
Sunrise,
sundown.
Overnighter. Huh?
Probably as consistent as you can be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gets up and goes to bed when the sun rises and sets. The lion is the early riser.
Right. This is the thing that's hard is that the experts say having a regular sleep schedule is ideal. And that means like, you know how a lot of times people will be like, oh, I'm in bed by 9:30 on a weeknight. But then like the weekends are like, that should even be for a Saturday night or like even on the weekends. You should be going to bed around the same time and waking up around the same time as you do during the week. You
really?
Should have like a weekday schedule and a weekend schedule.
I'm up at like 7 by 8 o'clock on weekends, but I'm up at 4 on weekdays.
Well, that's different. But like, okay. I mean, on account of the fact that we can't help the...
You have to get up. Yeah, you're right.
So. I mean, I think that this is great if you have what would be considered a traditional schedule, right? If you work a 9-to-5 job, it's easy to keep on that same kind of... But for us, like, I'm not waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning on Saturday and Sunday just to keep it.
Do you think people should put this information on like their dating profile?
Right?
Yeah, because it's important. I remember someone who was married, they had to sleep in different rooms because of their sleep style.
If you're dating an early riser, on the weekends, you know, and they're up, you're like, what are you doing? If you're a sleep in on the weekend type.
I would love to
Of course, that all ends once you have kids, but.
I would love to do what you do. I mean, being a wolf and all. I would love to be able to sleep until, it's funny we're talking about this. I was telling Wylene about it. I'm like, if Jeff falls asleep at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, he won't get up until 7 or 8 at night. It's amazing to be able to sleep like that.
On the weekends, yeah.
On the weekends, yeah. That just amazes me.
Because I get like nourishment out of it. I almost call it sleep tourism or sleep leisure.
Oh.
I mean, it is like, it's a good time.
I wonder if people watch.
And I dream. I always have crazy dreams.
Maybe there's a side hustle there. Maybe you can let people watch you on OnlyFans.
Whoa.
And then they can...
It's so personal and private. Nothing's creepier than when you're dating somebody and you wake up and they're watching you sleep.
Right.
You're
like, hey there.
I just love watching you sleep. You're like,
I love to watch you breathe.
You look so peaceful.
To get out of this bear trap.
Does that really exist? Like that's something Hollywood has created.
I don't know.
You know, they always love the new relationship where the guy wakes up and the one... Yeah. Someone is awake, staring at them lovingly.
Weird.
No, it's creepy.
Okay, we'll pick this back up. 938-9400. What does a dolphin say? That's too sweet. It's brand new music from Hozier himself. So there you go. You guys said people watching people sleep is creepy.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember watching Wylene sleep, but I wouldn't watch her sleep to that level. I would look at her before I, you know, that's kind of when I decided I need to make this a forever deal because I'd watch her sleep and she just looked so peaceful.
How creepy, man.
I get up for work.
Doesn't age well at all.
I just watch her and then I was like, I got to lock this down. And no. I was like, this is exactly why it's
so
creepy.
So this is you crawling out of bed.
Yeah,
this
crawling out of bed.
I mean, it's not you crawling in bed because you're coming in so late.
No, that's weird.
Hey, honey. I was just watching you sleep. This is so peaceful.
Your jeans are half off.
Are you just coming home? No.
Yes.
I just got home.
Yeah. It was weird. It'd be like I'd get up, you know, and I'd get ready, and it'd be the bathroom light would be on, so it'd just be a light, you know, that barely light the room. Then I'd just see her cute little face laying there, and then I'd give her a kiss, you know, goodbye, and then and that's when I was like, why don't I just lock this down right now? But I didn't want to wake her. And so then when I got the ring and I was going to propose every single day, I was like, I'd watch her sleep. I know that sounds weird.
Yeah, keep going, though.
You're digging your own grave. I mean, go for it. Why stop now?
And I would say, why don't I just wake her up and just propose right now? Why wait? But then I did wait. But okay, so then I learned that watching people sleep is weird today. When I was born today.
I thought you decided to get engaged when my brother talked you into it.
No, he didn't talk me into that. He said, when are you gonna drop? He goes, how many more trips can you go on?
How many more nights can I watch your sleep?
And he was like, that's what he said. You know, he goes, you need to just lock it down. That was probably part of it too. You know, it wasn't the trips. It's like, the question is, what are you waiting for, I guess?
I don't think lock it down sounds that romantic.
It doesn't either.
I gotta lock that down. I'd stare at her forehead and I'd be like, I'm locking that down.
This whole
I'm putting money down on it and I'm gonna buy it. That's mine. I watch it sleep.
Okay. That's the thing. I just, that is why, like, sleeping at somebody's house, like, that is mm-hmm. way too intimate. What? I just, you know, like, that's why you're like, bye.
The sleep watch.
Yeah.
Right, just, you've had people, what are you saying? You've had people stay the night and then watch you sleep?
No, I mean, wouldn't give someone the opportunity.
We're not sleep watchers. We don't know if we've been watched because we were busy sleeping.
Yes. Okay.
You are a watcher.
If I woke up to somebody watching me sleep, I would be terrified.
Why? What do you think is happening? You think that...
Just it's too, like, because you're so vulnerable. You're just so, I mean, you're prone. You know what I mean? Like, I think even if I woke up and I saw Peter just, like, watching me sleep, I'd be like, what are you contemplating putting a pillow
texting
over my face?
He's taking selfies, text you later in the afternoon. I was in your room. I took a selfie.
It reminds me of, like, some sort of stalker thing where it's totally out of a movie where you get a picture text to you, and it's that person, it's you asleep, and you're like, but I didn't have anybody at my house yesterday.
God, you're flash. Like, I'm getting flashbacks.
Molly, are you a very heavy sleeper?
Dude, we remember we saw her pass out on a beach, and I got video, and I had to destroy it because
How strange. He filmed Molly.
Well, because if you would have saw it, it was amazing.
He's even
snoring and drooling and on the beach. It was great. I'm like, oh, my God, this is awesome. I got to get proof. So
I'm a pretty sound sleeper. So that's the thing is that once, and I can sleep anywhere. I can sleep up in a folding chair. Like that's never been a problem for me. But that's the thing is that I just, maybe it's like the apex predator in me or something like that. But I just am like, I am not. I wouldn't sleep well.
How many times in a day do you think your beloved could walk up on you when you're asleep in a chair?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm talking about to party.
Oh, to me? Never. I don't fall asleep like that. I wish I did. Sometimes,
in a chair?
Well, late at night when I'm tired, I don't know.
Drunk.
when I'm tired and I fall asleep. But yeah, I haven't sat on my recliner in so long because of that was what was happening is I would fall asleep in that. God, that thing is so nice. I need to sleep in that today, actually. A recliner. You told me not to get it, and I got it.
I said you'll be asleep in it nonstop. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The new routine will be waking up, getting out of reclining chair, and going to your bed.
I guess a couple times during that moment.
I think not.
She doesn't watch me sleep, though. I think
she has a coffee table book made up of photos.
Yeah. Oh,
wouldn't that be awesome?
Wouldn't that be funny?
A friend of ours posted on Facebook last week. Her daughter falls asleep in the car whenever she's driving her lovely daughter. It's really cute.
Yeah.
So she takes pictures of her daughter, or her adolescent kid, like to tease her. Mm-hmm. And she posted on her birthday, like 15 photos. They're hilarious.
Yeah,
I mean, her daughter falls fast asleep, like mouth open, drooling.
Oh. All of
so
the
she's
above.
Always posing with her daughter.
Yeah,
she's funny. Like, because I'm constantly driving my daughter to and from events as she takes naps.
Oh, how fun. That would be a great
just so bananas.
Coffee table book. It would be a great one.
I mean,
one.
I've watched my kids sleep.
Like, sat and watched for a moment or just glanced over?
I mean, there's something just so, like, I'm saying it's a fleeting moment in the sense of, like, you're watching a baby sleep or you're watching a child sleep and you're kind of like,
that's okay,
oh, my gosh, this is just a lost moment. Like, this is just a snapshot of somebody's life and they're never going to look like this again.
Well, that's how I feel then. I
made those people. Like, they're a part of
me. Yeah, you didn't make your wife.
Yeah, you didn't make your wife.
Okay.
I own you now. I locked you down.
I marked you. You are mine.
We'll be back. Saturn. Taylor Swift. All right, Taylor Swift's going to be doing her thing in London. Wembley.
London town, so long, London.
Wembley. I was watching Wembley Stadium yesterday. There was a massive soccer game. It was Coventry City versus Man United.
Ooh.
Crazy crowd. You know, Wembley is insane. So to see the Eras Tour.
This is pretty cool.
It's got to be pretty amazing, right?
Yeah, yes. Funplex, water parks, and rides. They teamed up with those guys and us to do this thing. So if you want to win, includes round-trip air, of course, accommodation, spending cash, and then also the tickets to see Taylor, of course, at Wembley. Just all you got to do is go, and you can do this every single day. Just get your name in at channel94.com And then, enter every single day as much as you want and try to win this thing.
Get a little taste of English culture, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's crazy because her new album, she's got a whole song, So Long London.
Yeah, because her,
like one of my faves.
Didn't that, what's his name, live there?
That's where she and Joe Alwyn.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
What if he's showing up?
So she'll
up?
Be dunking on him all night.
I wonder. That'll be, I mean, that show is so tight. I mean, the way she does it, but she does have room for like surprise songs, you know, changes around. I wonder if she'll do anything from the new album.
Of course she will.
I hope so.
She would have to. She would have to.
I hope so. But I mean, you don't know, you know, I just, oh my gosh, she's had a great weekend. 1.6 million album sales.
Oh, she sold that many, really?
Yeah.
How many streams?
I mean, just, streams are like gajillion. I mean, like, it's just, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
They're saying that 18.4 million of the overall streams were just that song Fortnite with Post Malone.
Okay.
But 243 million official on-demand audio streams in the U.S. alone.
You're saying she has fans.
She has a couple fans.
Yeah, it sounds like that's all her fans did this weekend.
I think so. Yeah.
Lay around and listen.
I had it on.
Did
my
you?
Husband's like, what are you doing up there? I was
dancing.
You know, he was down in the kitchen
crying.
And I was up in our room doing laundry and cleaning and stuff like that. And he's like, I'm dancing. Having the time of my life.
Is there anything to dance
to? I mean, is there some fast songs to dance to?
Oh,
just
there's
swaying?
A couple good ones. There's one. He breaks his favorite toys. Oh my god, I love that one.
Did you cry?
That one's just like awesome.
I mean, did any of the songs make you cry?
Yeah.
I mean, I got a little wispy,
but
I didn't cry. Yeah. I mean, there's just ones where you're like, oh, you know. Hey, heartbreak, man. It's the universal language. We all have felt it at some point, sadly.
I'm surprised none of these guys, has anyone ever come back at her with an answer track? Remember, like rappers do?
God, I wish.
I don't know. Closest would probably be Harry Styles.
Oh, he did come at her with something?
I think something where it was kind of like, I mean, but that would probably
afraid,
be the closest.
Right?
You don't want to do that.
You don't have to set
that. That's what I'm saying. Could you survive it? You'd be destroyed.
Probably destroyed.
I mean, the one that is like the total like, oh, damn, is the Thank You, Amy.
Okay.
Which is the K, the I, and the M in that are all capitalized.
Oh, that's a Kim Kardashian.
Oh, and that one's like, you're like, listen, and you're like, well, no thinly veiled.
Really?
I mean, it is like coming in hot. Like, she's like, and one day, she's like, yeah, and you've got kids, and one day they're going to come home, and they're singing my music, and they won't have any idea that this is a song about you and on their lips. Like, I mean, it was
that's very nice.
Oh,
wow. Well, if you want to go see this stuff live, go to channel941.com and get yourself registered. What's coming up, Molly? What's trending?
So they broke down how much it would cost a month for stay-at-home parents if they had, like, you know, like, basically what their gig would be, how much they would be earning for all of the time that they put in.